Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Now, I must admit, I've had mixed reactions to this text. Right, on the one hand, I really admire these fishermen. Right, they left everything to follow Jesus. That's serious commitment. But on the other hand, I also think that what they did was really irresponsible. I mean, they've got commitments to their jobs and their families too, right? None of us would just abandon ship like that. Now, sure, there are some people who can leave this daily life behind to follow Jesus. Right? They're called monks and nuns. And that's an important calling for some people. But I don't think that's where we here at St. Paul are being called. In our lives, we've got chores to do and errands to run and bills to pay. So then what do we do with this text? Well, we listen to it. Because most of the time we make one really big assumption about this scene. We assume that these fishermen were irresponsible. We think that leaving jobs and families would be something we would never do, so they shouldn't do it either. They shouldn't make a big decision like that without really thinking it through. They shouldn't just leave behind the people who are counting on them. But we need to consider that dropping those nets was the best choice they could have made. Let me explain. When we think about what's going on here, we often imagine these fishermen just out there on the Sea of Galilee, just doing their job. All right, we know that they lived in the Roman Empire, but we don't really think of Rome influencing their daily lives. I mean, they're just ordinary fishermen doing their ordinary jobs on an ordinary day. The empire does all of the political stuff over in Rome. But as it turns out, these fishermen were very much a part of Roman culture. Consider it this way. This past Friday, we had the inauguration of President Trump. Now, sure, we know that Trump is president, and we know that in the big picture, his policies can affect our lives, like repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. But most of the time, we think about what happens in Washington as not really affecting our daily lives. I mean, President Trump is not going to teach our kids how to read. He's not going to sit by our bedside when we're sick. He's not going to cook our meals. Instead, he'll be involved with all the political stuff in Washington while we take care of our daily lives here in Dayton. In the same way, we picture these fishermen living their lives on the Sea of Galilee while the emperor and all of the other political rulers do their thing in Rome. But the thing is, the Roman Empire had a definite hand in their lives. Notice how the reading starts. John the Baptist has been arrested, which implies he's been arrested by Herod, the Roman ruler of the area. which we'll hear more about in Matthew 14. Then in the wake of John's arrest, Jesus left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali. Now to us, of course, Zebulun and Naphtali don't really mean anything. And in Jesus' day, those places weren't on the map anymore anyway. But 700 years before Jesus, they were. They were two of the original 12 tribes of Israel. Tribes that were taken over by Assyria. So by using those names for this region now, the gospel writer is saying that the land is still conquered, only this time by Rome. Which means that these fishermen who were living and working in this area, they were serving the Roman Empire. They were part of the Roman system whether they wanted to be or not. Now sure, maybe they weren't on the empire's payroll, but Rome still controlled the production and the transportation and even the selling of all those fish they caught. They were a part of Roman culture. Just like how we are part of American culture. Right, some of the things in our American way of life we really like and we wouldn't want to leave behind. But then there are other times when we look at our country and we just wonder what's going on. Even if the president won't teach our kids how to read, or sit by our bedside when we're sick, or cook our meals, we can't deny that we're part of American culture. Whether we like it or not. We live in the midst of the me first, instant gratification, freedom means do whatever you want kind of life. And quite often we buy into it. Just like those fishermen in the Roman culture. But then the gospel writer quotes the prophet Isaiah, who said, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." For Isaiah, that meant that God would conquer the Assyrians. For the people in Jesus' day, it meant that he would conquer the Romans. It meant that he would usher in a new way of life. Which he did, but not through military might or political power. Rather, he brought it about by announcing the kingdom of heaven and by calling fishermen to follow him. He called ordinary people who were doing their ordinary jobs on an ordinary day. And then they left everything and followed him. Why? Not because it was some irresponsible decision that they didn't think through, but because they didn't want to serve the system anymore. They didn't want to play by the rules of the empire anymore. They didn't want Roman culture to be in charge of their lives anymore. When Jesus arrived there on the Sea of Galilee, he echoed the words of John the Baptist, who, remember, had just been arrested by the empire. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." In other words, change your mind. Turn around. You don't have to be part of the Roman system anymore. yes, you live here, but you don't have to play by their rules. You can follow me instead. You can have a brand new kind of life. And so they dropped everything and followed him. But it's not like these fishermen never saw their families or the lake again. I mean, they would go and see Peter's family, like when Jesus healed his mother-in-law. They would go back out on the lake, like when Jesus calmed the storm. And they would never travel more than a half day's journey from home. So technically, they didn't go very far. But what they left behind was the Roman culture directing how they should live. Think about this past week again. It ended with the inauguration of President Trump. But it began with Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Here's a guy who left behind the system. He didn't live the way the empire said he should. Yes, he was still in the United States, and he still did his job, and he still cared for his family, but he did not play by the rules of racism. He spoke out. He stood up. And, of course, it was a tough road. Because when you follow Jesus, the empire prepares a cross for you, too. But there he was. A guy who left it all behind to follow Jesus. Just like those fishermen. Which is wonderful. But again, like those fishermen, that doesn't sound like us. Right? I mean, we're not Martin Luther King Jr. We're children and parents and grandparents. We're students and employees and retirees. We're people who will never have our own federal holiday on the calendar. So then what do we do? What hope do we have? How could we possibly rebel against our culture? Well, there are all sorts of ways. We proclaim the name of Jesus. We gather together around word and sacrament. We worship the one we call Lord. We forgive people. We love people. We stand up for those who get put down. We speak out against injustice. We refuse to take the easy road. We say no to the seductions around us. We do those things and so many more. And when we do them, we blow up our culture from the inside out. We refuse to play by the me first, instant gratification, freedom means do whatever you want kind of life. We drop our nets, so to speak, and we follow Jesus. So go ahead and do your responsibilities. Go ahead and take care of your families and do your jobs and be American citizens. Go ahead and do your chores and run your errands and pay your bills. But in the midst of all of that, rebel and follow Jesus. It'll be a tough road. The empire will fight against you. But Jesus still gives you a brand new life. And so really, it turns out that what those fishermen did was not irresponsible after all. In fact, it was the most responsible thing any of us could ever do. Our allegiance is to Jesus, not our culture. So come and follow him. In the name of the one who calls us to drop everything and follow, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.